Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply rhythm and blues. Rhythm and blues. Most of us are familiar with this genre of music, and just like country and pop and hip-hop and classical and jazz, rhythm and blues is very unique. You know it when you hear it. Whether you are familiar with the artist or the song, you still know that you're listening to a rhythm and blues song every time you hear one. Now, you may be wondering, what in the world does rhythm and blues have to do with me running my own business? What does rhythm and blues have to do with me becoming a successful entrepreneur? Well, I submit to you, my friends and neighbors, that everything in business is about rhythm. Establishing a pace, a system, a process in order to succeed. And you know how it feels when you get into a rhythm. You get excited and everything seems to flow smoothly. However, without a rhythm, then most businessmen are singing the blues. In other words, where there is no rhythm in business, there will definitely be blues. So the goal is to find out how to establish and maintain a proper business rhythm so that we don't find ourselves in any position in our lives singing the blues. That's the reason why the GROOVE acronym was created. The GROOVE acronym is a six-step process that we're going to spend some time on to discuss how we get into that rhythm in business that leads us to extraordinary success. That G in our GROOVE acronym reminds us that we must graduate. Yes, my friends and neighbors, graduate. In order for us to achieve the proper rhythm in business, graduation is essential. This is when we go to the next level and move from one point to another and do that consecutively in our business lives. You know, high school kids throw their hats in the air to symbolize leaving their school behind. And in the same way, there are certain things that we can do that symbolize graduation, that symbolize going to the next level. Obviously, of course, we don't need a ceremony or cap and gown or anybody in the stands cheering us on. Graduation in business takes place incrementally and it takes place over time. There are three key components to graduating in business. They all begin with T. The first step is we must graduate with our thinking. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must change or graduate with the way we think. Thinking like a champion will lead to championships. Thinking like a leader will attract others to follow. Well, so when we begin to think on a whole nother level, then things begin to happen in our lives. Let me ask you a question. How are you thinking today? Are you thinking like you're an all-star? Are you thinking like you're going to move up the ladder? Are you thinking like you're going to improve in rank and status? Are you thinking like you're going to close the deal? Do you believe today is going to be a greater day than yesterday? My friends and neighbors, the way we think structures everything around us. You may say, well, listen, I don't know how to think. I don't know how to get into a rhythm as it relates to my thought processes. Allow me, if you don't mind, to give you a few tips to consider. First, I challenge you to spend 30 minutes every single day putting nothing but positivity in your mind. Whether it means that you get off by yourself and you're in an area where no one else is around, just put nothing but the most positive things you can find in your mind. Think about how how committed we are to what goes into our bodies. Many of us stay away from certain foods because we realize it's not helpful to us. By the same token, my friends, we've got to take care of our minds in similar fashion. We've got to put the right things in it. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, just take 30 minutes a day to put the most positive things in your mind, the most positive thoughts, the most positive quotes, the most positive paragraphs and phrases from books, whatever you read and digest and meditate on typically becomes what we become. Yes, my friends, see, a commitment to thinking is great because we've got to have in our minds that everything is going to go our way no matter what. And after we commit to thinking, when we graduate to a higher level of thinking, then we also graduate to a higher level of talking. That's the other T in the graduation acronym, in that graduation step process. We graduate to a higher level of talking. That means that there is no complaints. There are no negative words coming out. We're not looking at every flaw with the system and the reasons that we think it won't work and why it didn't happen for you the first week or the first month or the first year. We're only speaking the most positive things. Remember, when positive things go into the mind, then positive words come out of the mouth. Walmart, at any given point in time, has over 14 lawsuits filed against it every single day. Walmart currently has over 5,000 active lawsuits. Facebook has over 15,000 lawsuits. However, whenever you see Walmart and meet the people in the stores, you never hear any of those things. You hear about the discounts you can receive and the rollback savings and all those other kinds of components. You never hear them speak about the negative. You've never heard Mark Zuckerberg, the owner of Facebook, on television or communicating or speaking publicly and ever even mention a lawsuit. Why? Because even though they exist, they have a mind on communicating the most positive things. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, yes, there may be negative attributes about every organization. However, the leaders are the one who graduate in their speech and they only promote and accentuate the positive. What are you speaking about today, my friends? What is it that's dominating your words and your conversation? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to graduate in that level of communication to a level that says everything is going to be all right and only focus on and speak on the greatest component you can find. Then finally, my friend, that next T is related to training. Yes, we've got to commit ourselves to graduating in training. Let me say here that it's time to take training seriously. And when I say that, I'm concerned about the man who believes nobody can teach him. I'm concerned about the man who knows it all, because every champion I've ever seen was committed to training. Bruce Lee, one of the greatest kung fu artists of all time, was committed to training. Everyone that you know who's great in any area is committed to training. And it's amazing to see how the best make time for training and the rest have time for everything else but training. Yes, my friends, to graduate in training means that we must connect and hold on to every great mentor we can find. Yes, because every time we learn from them, we grow ourselves. Graduating in training means that we're giving respect and honor to those who are committing their time, their talent, their energy to teaching us. Graduating in training simply means that we're going to do the things necessary to climb that ladder, that we're going to learn something new every day, new techniques, new systems, new formulas, new processes. We're going to find out different angles and approaches to win in business, and that's one of the ways that we get into a groove. I wish I was able to finish this training segment all in one day. It may take us a week to go through it all, and if you enjoyed it, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast, then find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.